Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Brian. We are with the Broadway Market Manager, Kathy Peterson.
And
Kathy, it is it's a packed house.
It is, and I think it's just 7 o'clock. So it's Good Friday. It is traditionally the busiest day for the Broadway Market's Easter season. And as you can see, it's living up to its reputation.
Do you think a lot of people have the idea that, okay, hey, I'm going to be getting here at maybe 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to beat that morning rush. Even if it is Good Friday, people are working. Do you think that if a lot of people have the idea that they get here early and they think they're going to beat everything, but then they get here and they're, like, surprised at how busy it is?
Yeah, well, I had someone call me yesterday, actually, who thought they'd get here around 11. I said, well, you may want to come a little earlier or later in the day. Right, exactly. But it's great that we've had a really busy season, so it's been wonderful, and it's hard to believe it's almost over.
Yeah, you guys are going to be, of course, open today.
We are.
Open this weekend, but not all weekend.
No, so we're open today to 7 p.m., Saturday from 6 a.m. to 5, closed Easter Sunday, then we reopen for Dingus Day at 8 a.m. with vendors opening at 9, then we have a big Dingus Day party at noon. A kielbasa tasting contest, a polka band, and we're selling Polish beer. So it's a lot of fun. That runs till 6 o'clock, and of course the parade starts at 5, and it goes right by the market.
So you know, a lot of people we've been talking to say they come here every year for Easter season. Broadway Market is a staple in that regard. But outside of that, it's tough to get people to come here to the Broadway Market. As the manager here, how do you try to combat that? How do you try to get people to come out here?
Well, it's actually getting better, but you're right. People still think we're open just for Easter. So we are a year-round destination. We're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5, year-round. And so the more vendors we get in the market, the better likelihood of getting more people in when they realize that there's more. We have a couple new restaurants, a new bakery this year. Of course, all our traditional vendors are here as well. So I think when people realize we're here, we also do a lot of special events in the fall and then through the winter and back to Easter.
I know recently, a couple weeks ago, you guys had an announcement that you're bringing wireless internet here.
We actually have wireless internet right now, but due to the volume of people, it's just private wireless right now, so vendors can do their transactions. But once it's over, it'll go back to having public Wi-Fi. So yes, Blue Wireless came in. It's wonderful. So we will have public Wi-Fi available next week on Dingus Day, as well as private for vendors who are here.
So was it just a case of just too many people trying to use it at once?
Yes, that's what the Blue Wireless tech said. It's all in terms of people using their own data. Some vendors have Spectrum, and it's all competing for the same system. And so they recommended that we shut down the public through tomorrow.
So it will be back on Monday for anybody coming out here.
That's correct.
Dingus Day. Do you think that by next Good Friday, for example, that Wi-Fi situation can be taken care of and more people can get it?
Yes, probably. It's just, it's just the building itself. It's a concrete building, and it's difficult to get a signal in, but Blue Wireless has been great working with the city of Buffalo. So they have a cell tower, actually, not too far. So it was at their recommendation, so that's what we went with.
City of Buffalo and New York State also making big investments into the Broadway market,
yes,
right?
That's right. So the City of Buffalo this past year has invested over close to $2 million with a new commercial kitchen opened, a police substation opening shortly. The floors have all been redone, and then there's a big exterior project, which is the City of Buffalo and Empire State Development. We're going to renovate the exterior, take down the awnings, do some work outside.
Is it going to be really a lot of work that people will notice? Any idea how it'll affect, say, not this year, obviously, but next year?
It'll just, it'll look similar to what the building looked like when it was built in 1956. That's the goal. And so, yeah, it'll be very interesting, but I think it'll be noticeable. From where I sit, it will be.
Well, in the meantime, I mean, we look around. We just had somebody sniffing some lilies right behind you. People are buying everything right.
That's right. It's great. And, you know, you can see it's really a food festival. People come and buy their food for Easter, but there's a lot of eating going on. So it's great.
Kathy, anything else you want people to know about?
No, just come on down. We're open till 7 o'clock today, and tomorrow is 6 a.m. to 5, but don't forget, we're open all year long.
Kathy, one more thing, the parking situation here. Obviously, there's thousands of people that are expected to come here today. What's
That's
it going
right.
to look like for parking?
So we do have a parking garage in the back part of the market, first floor. There's lots of handicap parking on the first floor only. The market does not have an elevator. So we ask people who are handicapped, if you have a wheelchair, please pull up in the front of the market, bring your person in, and then go park your car. So there's parking on Gibson Street, there's a parking lot, and then across the street at the former Kmart building, there's a very large parking lot that people are welcome to park in. But please do not park in the Aldi parking lot. They are ticketing.
That's important to know. Kathy Peterson, the Broadway Market Manager, joining us. If you missed any of this interview, you can hear it on demand over at WBEN.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.